With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, let's get started on the Minnesota goodbye. Can I tell you something that's kind of interesting?
What's that?
When I said, let's get started, it made me think of that phrase that we're not allowed to say. Mm-hmm. And we can't even say it, but you know, it starts with, let's. And then it's, you know, it's like a wrestling phrase and whatever. And it's everybody's heard it, but we're not allowed to say it. Literally, the person who owns the rights to that does not let people say it, not even say it. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a little extreme.
I know. I don't get it.
And it's kind of like it was popularized 20, 25 years ago. I don't know. And it's been around forever. But I guess the person who originated that phrase does not want other people to say it. I can see it. You know, you can say it in your backyard barbecue or over Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
But we're not allowed to say it on the radio. And I thought that was really interesting.
I know. A football announcer at a high school couldn't say it.
They can't. I don't think
right?
so. Yeah, I don't think so.
It's so strange because it's like, I don't know.
It's become part of pop culture, but I guess they don't want people using it to promote other things. Mm-hmm. For example, if you, if you're advertising Coca-Cola, you couldn't use that phrase. And
right.
I get that, but just to throw it out as a pop culture reference, we can't even do it here on KDWB. So thought that was kind of interesting. All right, let's get started with some emails on the Minnesota goodbye. First of all, we didn't do one yesterday because we were at Children's Minnesota, and we kind of needed to clear out because they needed to use the room for other things. And so we didn't want to sit there for another 15 or 20 minutes and do the podcast. So we respectfully cleared out of there, but we didn't do one yesterday. So let's do some catching up. Okay. Hey, BFFs. I want to quickly write to you while in between jobs regarding Dave's cough. It is a recurring theme. I've had this for a month, and it's very frustrating because the only thing that helps are cough drops. So during the show, I'll get a cough, and it's so frustrating, and it's annoying for me and for you, and I'll put a cough drop in. Then I'm over here sucking and slurping a cough drop, and that's annoying too. This person says, I've tried many things to get rid of it, and honestly, it's lasted for 2 months for me. It just went away slowly on its own. So sorry if that'll be the case, but good vibes your way. Also, love listening to you all. I'm 33. I've been listening since I was in elementary school. Now my 10-year-old daughter turns you on every morning when she wakes up for school. Thank you for entertaining me and my family. I'm so flattered, honored, and you're welcome. That is from Tia. That your daughter listens. And I'm curious, does she listen on iHeartRadio or does she listen on a regular radio? And the reason I ask is because Carson used to wake up when he was like 6 years old up until 10 or 11. He used to wake up and he would turn me on his clock radio and he would listen to Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very sweet. And Susan's like, yep, he's up there, just got out of the shower. He's sitting naked, wrapped in a towel, listening to you in his futon or in his chair in his room, and he won't get dressed. And I just thought it was very sweet that he loved the fact that his dad was on the radio.
Yeah.
Then he outgrew it. And trust me, they do. They get to a point where they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Allison never listens. Carson has not listened in years. But he did say this. He's moving to L.A. next week. We're leaving on Wednesday. We're driving out. We'll probably get there on Saturday. We're going to take our time and drive. And he said, it'll be good to listen to you on iHeartRadio when I'm out there. So I'll have like a connection back to home. And I thought that was very sweet.
So we got to stop making fun of him on the radio?
Yeah, I mean, we won't stop totally.
Mm-hmm.
But it is weird, Jenny. I mean, it is one of those things where Carson has left home a couple of times. And by that, I mean, he went away to college three years ago. And that was hard. But I always knew he was coming back home, you know, like after college, he'd probably come back home, but for sure he'd come home for Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and summer and Christmas and spring break. And he did. So Carson has never been gone permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And this is him going away permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me kind of sad and I don't want to get choked up, but, you know, he'll come back home to visit maybe Christmas and Thanksgiving, but even his bed will be gone. So they're packing up his bed, mm-hmm. and his bed has been in his room. I mean, there's been a bed in his room for him to sleep on since he was a kid. I mean, honestly, a baby. And he won't be able to sleep in his own room anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it from your perspective because I am the child who moved away, but I still can drive home within mm-hmm. like 5 hours if I want to. But to be honest, I don't go home very often besides mostly for Thanksgiving yeah. and Christmas and then maybe a family event here and there.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand it in it. It's a weird thing as like a child to move away from your parents and miss out on stuff. But like in my 20s, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just like completely selfish and like was loving life, wasn't even really thinking about my family missing
me. No shame, yeah.
But now that I've gotten older and I have like a niece and nephew now, I do get very, very sad missing out on like life events. Like my nephew's birthday party this weekend, he just turned 2. And they're having a little birthday party for him, and I won't be there for it. And I don't get to go to little things like that anymore. So I know stuff like that'll be hard. Like Carson's got 2 nieces now, so he'll miss out probably on birthday parties for them being in LA.
He will. But you know what? You're so right. When I was 20, I got my first apartment. I did not miss my mom and dad at all. I mean, I loved them still, but I was so excited about my life. Mm-hmm. I had such a fun life in my early 20s. I mean, my whole life has been a lot of fun for the most part. But I had my own apartment. My girlfriend could come over anytime she wanted to. I could make whatever I wanted, watch whatever I wanted, listen to whatever I wanted. And I was loving life. So then I moved to Las Vegas when I was 21 and I had a great time in Las Vegas. The last thing I thought about is, oh, I bet I broke mom and dad's heart by leaving them in empty nesters. So mm-hmm. you just don't. You just and I get that. So I'm trying to be happy for him. But it's still sad. And it's permanent this time. None of my kids are coming back. So it is a different kind of a life adjustment for sure. Next email. Hey, Morning Show BFFs. This is kind of starting to catch on. This is my second email. I never got a response to the first one. And she makes a little scowly face or sad face. I wanted to write it and say I was listening to yesterday's Minnesota Goodbye, and you were talking about Gary Spivey. Well, Gary is the reason I started listening to your show. He is a psychic, and he used to be on our show once a month or so. In 2010, I used to drive my now ex to work, and I turned it to KWB during a Gary Spivey psychic segment. I was so intrigued. I've been listening every day since. You guys really helped me through some dark days. I'm so thankful for your show. And we mentioned this earlier on the show today on the actual radio show. Also, on another note, your recommendation of Music City 911, a podcast, generated a lot of new subscribers to their podcast. The host posted in his private Facebook group, there was a big increase in downloads from Minneapolis the same day of your recommendation. Just thought I'd share that because I thought it was pretty cool, and I'm sure the host really appreciated the new listeners. Have a great week. Love, BFF Erica.
Nice.
I think that's great. I think that I've said this before. I think radio DJs are the original influencers because for years we've been able to go on the radio and say, oh, my God, I saw this movie. I read this book, or I went to this new restaurant, or I went to this, you know, whatever, or this thing is coming up this weekend. And I remember one of the first moments that really, really hit me was I read a book about 10 or 12 years ago called Helter Skelter, all about the Charles Manson murders.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about how good it was. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so good. You can't put it down. And it's eerie and it's chilling and compelling. And it's just a great freaking book. And bookstores were sold out of it. Mm-hmm. And libraries couldn't keep it in because they had heard us talk about it on KWB. So that's when I learned how big of an impact we can really have. And
right.
So it's good to know that it still works. You know, people are like, oh, radio is like so old school.
That's why I tell you to be quiet when you start blabbing about certain things.
Like
when you brought up the way to get into the state fair, the easiest way to
get in.
The back
way, yeah, come down
and
Como.
And I was like, don't start telling people that because then it's not going to be the easiest way anymore because everyone's going to go that way.
Well, somebody told me that about Lake Minnewashta Regional Park because it's in Chanhassen and it's vast and it's huge and there's not a lot of people there. And so if you go on the back hiking trails, you won't see a lot of people. And it's huge and it's beautiful and hilly. And people have said it's gotten more crowded since you've been talking about it. And it has.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to the beach on a beautiful Saturday or Sunday, it's full.
Yeah.
And the parking spaces are all taken because I talked about it and people heard about it. But I love sharing things like that. So I totally get it. Next one, it says, you know, I'm going to save that one. This one might be good for the show. It's about a lazy coworker. So I'm going to save that one. It might work on the show. This one says, I keep missing Dave on this question. It's BFF Marie. She says, he's always out of town when it's red. I have to know if Dave remembers this bit. I think he was in a work meeting years ago, like 20 years ago. He opened a tub of sour cream and started eating it with a spoon. So weird, it makes me laugh thinking about it. Is my memory just crazy, or did this really happen? I don't think it did. I don't think I would have ever done that. So I think your memory has played a trick on you because
I don't know. I feel like this was a question for Fallon. If it was in the last, obviously, 10 years. But I feel like there is something where you did set something up, where you walked into a meeting and you just started eating something to see everyone's reaction.
I mean, it's possible. What's funny is that I've forgotten so many of the things that we do on the show. Mm-hmm. And listeners will come up and go, remember that time that you had a blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I truly don't.
Yeah.
Or what's even more embarrassing, they'll be like, oh, remember the time that I came on your show and I did this and this and this? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I really don't. I just don't. A lot of like, I just let it go and empty my brain out of some of the things that we did.
It is really hard, though, because we come up with so many different things. And even like as organized as I try to stay as the producer for the show, you guys will bring something up and I'll be like, oh, yeah, we should do that. And Fallon will have to check me sometimes and be like, no, we did that already. And I'll be like, God, I forget sometimes.
No, it's easy to do. I think if we come up with new stuff so many times during the week and I don't really try to hang on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it for some weird reason sticks, but some of it just does not. Okay, moving on. She goes on to say, our go-to family game is usually Rummy Cube shout out, which Susan and I like to play that one. We even made a huge wooden tile outdoor yard game version. It's pretty sweet with the board and brush store. You could probably make one, Dave. Oh, that's kind of a cool idea. But we found this new card game called Medium that might be good for the radio. You guys playing Snake Oil reminded me of it. Check it out. Lots of laughs. So let's see if I can preview what the box says. It's called a mind reading party game. And I will check it out because I love buying games for the show. Off to my left on the other side of the desk is a big shelf of board games that I bought over the years for the show.
Lots of them. Yep.
I mean, a lot of them, but about a year or so ago, I threw out dozens of them because we weren't playing them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards were scattered in different boxes. So I just said, I threw them out. I threw out so many, but I will check out Medium for sure. Last one on the Minnesota Goodbye. You guys always talk about what's on your radar, so I figured I would bring one up to you guys. I just watched Super Size Me 2 on Prime Video. It was crazy the amount of research that Morgan had done for this show. Do you remember Super Size Me, the original 20-ish years ago, Jenny?
Is that about McDonald's?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Where a guy named Morgan Spurlock eats nothing but McDonald's for a month and makes himself very sick.
I thought he did it for a year. Was it only a month?
Oh, it might have been a year. Yeah, you know what? Now, it might have been. I never saw it, to be honest with you. It was crazy the amount of research he's done. I don't want to give any spoiler alerts. We just started using our Prime Video, and I saw it on there. Definitely would recommend the watch. It's not even close to the same as the original Super Size Me, so don't let that deter you. Hopefully, you will give this one a watch. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy your last day of summer 2022. That was written yesterday. And that's from Jenny. Jenny, I will check it out because I love stuff like that. Okay, that is going to do it for the Minnesota Goodbye. Thanks for the emails. Thanks for giving us a pass for missing yesterday. And thanks again for listening to the Minnesota Goodbye. If you have an idea for this show or the podcast, send it to ryanshow@kdwb.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.